A two-story log cabin in a quiet Maryland neighborhood is scheduled to be torn down. But before that happens, a special deconstruction crew is removing all of the usable material from the house to keep it from ending up in a landfill.
Right now what we're doing is extracting the flooring, removing the interior doors and frames, and the kitchen cabinets.
Jim Russell is a project manager for Second Chance, a company in Baltimore, Maryland, that runs salvage operations like this one.
And getting them ready to process, denail, measure, cut, bundle, and then load on our truck to come back to our warehouse.
And while the business gives materials a second chance, it also believes in giving people that chance as well. The nonprofit organization hires the most disadvantaged members of the Baltimore community and uses sites like this to train them in the art of deconstruction.
We bring people in to teach them a skill to enable them to learn a little bit about construction, the way a house is built, and if you know how it's built, you can know how to take it down properly, safely.
Clarence White is one of the men who's been hired and trained to do this delicate work. The young African-American is learning how to safely and skillfully remove the lumber and stone and take apart the kitchen and bathrooms. White says working at Second Chance has been a life-changing experience.
Beforehand, I was, sell drugs, doing all the wrong things. I went to prison, I came home and was looking for a job, and a lot of jobs wouldn't hire me. And Second Chance provided that opportunity, and they believed in me, and I went from not feeling confident, feeling like I can't get a job, I cannot do this, I cannot do that, feeling limited, to feeling limitless.
In addition to job training, the company also provides life skills workshops.
I have a bank account. I've moved into my own place. Also, I'm able to provide for my daughter and, give her a better life.
There's camaraderie among the men. Joshua Watson has been working at Second Chance for 9 months.
I love working with all these guys. Like brothers, And I'm going to get married in a couple months. So, then all these guys are going to be in my groomsmen. All of them. All of them are going to be in my groomsmen.
Once the men have completed their 16-week training program, they are guaranteed a job with the company. And, according to project manager Jim Russell, many move on to other opportunities.
We've got guys who have become apprentice electricians. Some of them have gone on to become truck drivers. Some of them have come to me and asked me for guidance on maybe starting their own home improvement business. And if I can help them out in any way, I try to.
But the task at hand today is to prepare the first stack of materials to be shipped out. Eventually, the cabin's wood flooring and doors and the kitchen and bathroom appliances will be trucked to the Second Chance warehouse in Baltimore. They will join chandeliers, antiques, and small household items to be sold at a big discount to people looking to renovate a room or build an entire house. Those sales help fund the job training program.
Our guys, I think, recognize that this may be their best chance at a new life.
Mark Foster is the founder and president of Second Chance, which has trained more than 5 dozen men since it began in 2003.
The training program here is just not about how to pull nails. It's about how to be a productive member of society, how to get some skill sets that you wouldn't have had before. Materials are certainly important to us as a society, but the people are really the thing that should drive us the most, giving those people opportunities that they otherwise wouldn't have.
And as the last of the log cabin is removed to make way for a new home to be built, Clarence White looks forward to building on the foundation of his new life.
I can see myself being a happy old man one day. Before I couldn't see it. So now I see that. It's a good thing. It's a great thing.
Julie Tabo, VOA News, Laurel, Maryland.